You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Eat me!
The Ryback Show starts now.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Friday Live, presented by Feed Me More Nutrition. I am the big guy Ryback. I thank you all for joining me once again, whether you're listening or watching on TikTok or Instagram, the big guy Ryback 22. Thank you guys for all joining me on there, or Ryback TV on YouTube, Ryback Rules on Twitch, or Ryback on Twitter, and available on all podcast platforms. Archives dating back to 2016. In October, it's about, 5 years. Are we at 5 years, I believe, of doing this show? Over 5 years now. And it's had several variations, been modified several times. But we are going strong, and it is greatly, greatly appreciated. I enjoy the current format that we're doing. It is the easiest on me with everything that I've got going on. And I enjoy being able to talk to you guys and answer questions and have a little more interactive experience with everyone. And truth be told, I get a lot of emails and DMs that, quite frankly, I tried to get to in the past. And unfortunately, I just don't have the time to have dialogue with people over and over and over again. And so this is my way of kind of finding a solution to that problem, where I can answer questions on here and more people can see it that maybe have similar questions or concerns and whatnot. And it is just by far the best format I find for all of that with my current life. As always, this podcast is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, premium supplement sweetened with stevia and monk fruit, no artificial sweeteners or colors, vegan friendly for men and women, available on feedmemore.com. Check out our November $1,000 cash giveaway, guys. It's coming to an end on December 1st. We're going to be making the announcement. I'll be calling the winner and giving $1,000 cash for just simply buying Feed Me More Nutrition. Every purchase is a new entry. So the more purchases you make before November, is it November 31st this year on that, then those increase your chances of winning and becoming the winner. We gave away, what did we give? Was it $14,000 or $15,000 last year? And this is our first cash giveaway we've done of this year and going into the holidays, and hopefully make somebody's Christmas to where they get, or they're buying more gifts or pay a bill or pay off a credit card and put it towards something. The choice is yours on all of that. Last year, we had somebody that had a wedding. They had expenses. And they won, I don't know if they won $3,000 or $4,000. We went up to, I think we went up to 5,000 last year on the cash giveaways. So, but $1,000, guys, for just buying the best supplements on the planet. And it's greatly appreciated, all your love and support. As always, here on Ryback TV, super chats are brought up on the screen and answered. All super chats. If not, I will, as I see them, I try to get to your questions. But a super chat guarantees a reply on here. Jeremy Gerber, thank you very much. We have a new Rybacker in the house over here on Ryback TV on YouTube. And I know WWE made more releases. We will probably talk about that as it comes up. But everyone is always a very difficult thing. Can be a difficult thing depending on where you're at, how much money you made, what's your mindset. Never an easy thing being let go from a company, though, I imagine. And I say that from being let go out of developmental and then actually releasing them and walking away on my own terms, essentially in 2016, which to not a lot of people get to do. And but I'm one of the select ones that was in a position to do that, and I've been very blessed. A lot of really cool, great things going on with everything on all that end, too, with everything, and looking forward to that chapter of everything being closed for good very soon with that. But for these talents, you know, I think John Morrison was the big shock with everything, but is in reality, nothing is a shock anymore, and with the names that they're releasing, and I do believe there's some other stuff what we've talked about. I believe that the sale is coming up quite soon based off some stuff that I know going on, and it's sooner rather than later. And I think it's safe to say, I think it's going to be within a year. I think within a year and possibly much sooner with everything, but we will see. You never know. But with everything going on, it's, and again, I said this years ago, Disney was the one mentioned NBC. And, you know, I know those are a couple of the companies that are being discussed from different things that I've seen. And I remember when I did it, there were some people that don't think you understand. But it's like, I was with that company since I was 22 and know quite a bit of people on the inside there. And so usually when I say something, it's, you know, I'm never going to be 100% right on things. People, I'm human. You make mistakes or you're wrong sometimes and whatnot. And will always admit when I am with that. But I always speak from a place of truth and my truth. And I do believe that sale is coming up very, very soon, which is going to be probably a very unique thing, and which will open up the door to me going back if new people are brought in. And then I do believe that place becomes an option once again if things change with that. But that's yet to be seen. We don't know what that situation is going to be. So we just kind of take a sit back, stay hungry, keep getting better, getting stronger, keep growing Feed Me More Nutrition, and we'll see where things sit early next year. Thank you very much, Jeremy. Very nice. Nice to see you on here, man. It's great to see you guys. And a lot of people, as we're approaching 400,000 subscribers here on Ryback TV, it's good. A lot of people... Man, I'm so grateful for the love and support. And this whole thing has been a mess with my social media being suppressed and very real difficulties I have faced in trying to grow outside of there and have grown outside of there a lot since leaving, but nowhere near the level that I want. And definitely has been frustrating because in a lot of people, you know, I've always had a great following and not everyone sees my stuff. And even the people that follow me, the suppression is a very real thing, but we don't stop. We keep going. And luckily I have enough loyal, great fans that keep everything going strong. So let's see. Do I prefer being babyface or heel? I think, man, both are a lot of fun. I always look at it. I like being a babyface. It's just me. Because I believe a good human being, but I also don't put up with BS. And I think that can leave some gray areas at times. But I think at the end of the day, if you're an ass kicker and you can go out there and kick ass and be believable doing it and not take shit from anyone, I think at the end of the day, that can create a babyface character without having to be, you have your moments. And I always gave kids my stuff and I always wanted to make memories for kids. But when, man, I don't worry about like what people think about me or what if I say this or say that. And again, it's all situational and I have a very good understanding of that and how I'd like to come across at different times. But when you're being a full-blown heel, I think it can be it's a lot of fun, but it's me acting more than anything. But with that and having a brand, and the bad thing about wrestling is when you're playing, it's not like when you play a bad guy in a movie, people don't judge you in your real life. Whereas if you play a really good bad guy in pro wrestling, and I have in being the bully character, it created a lot of hate and animosity towards me from that portion of people that just can't separate physical acting from reality. So that's why in being where I'm at in life now and having a brand and being happy, I would rather just be a baby face. And if someone's being a piece of shit, just shut the fuck up, you piece of shit. You know what I mean? In a kind way. And I try not to cuss on here. We cussed, but. Greetings from Mexico. Welcome, everyone on TikTok. We got any good questions? Prime Ryback versus Prime Goldberg. Prime Ryback all day long. And if we have drug testing in there, Prime Goldberg is nowhere near Prime Ryback. I swear to God. And nothing but love and respect, but he was from a different generation, which if he, I'm telling you, it's Prime Ryback all day long. And strength-wise, everything. And he's a freak of nature, but I'm very confident in Prime Ryback. I was always, what is better, Michael Jackson or Justin Bieber? Believe it or not, I don't know hardly anything about Justin Bieber. I couldn't tell you one Justin Bieber song. I'm sure I've heard something. But I sure as hell grew up with Michael Jackson and know a lot of Michael Jackson songs. And don't know a lot about Michael. And I think I don't trust the news or anything, but I feel for him, you know, wanting to live a sheltered, protected life because fame is a very vicious thing. And especially in this day and age, you know, the way things are. Can you imagine, man, Michael on social media now, like with, if he was alive, God bless him and rest his soul, just may he rest in peace. And I don't know the details on a lot of stuff, but then I know there's accusations and different things, but just the world could be a cruel place to a lot of people if we let it with that. And it was, man, I tell you, his music though will live forever. That's for sure. Where did the finish it and all these other in-ring catchphrases come from? Mortal Kombat, so original. The finish it was the one. I did use finish him, which nobody had done, but it made sense because nobody in pro wrestling had really capitalized on that. And I changed it to finish it. And because I liked, that was from a motivational book that, again, you know, like Shell Shock. Shell Shock was from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which I grew up loving. And in pro wrestling, you want to incorporate these things into your character, but the Shell Shock is also battle fatigue in war, and that was what put the stamp on it for me on that, and having names that kids would be adults could understand and kids would understand, so that you could appeal to all ages. All aspects of the Ryback character were thought about thoroughly while I was out with my ankle injury, you know, being told I was never going to wrestle again. I said, no, I am going to wrestle again, and I'm going to understand who I am as a human being when I come back, and I'm going to put that into who I am, and that is why it worked with that. And it's, you know, taking things and making it your own, and a lot of people have tried to do that, and they can't get things over. It is a talent to know how to get things over, which not a lot of people in pro wrestling, not a lot of them have. Some do. They don't have an understanding of it at the level that it takes to get things over, and the consistency and repetition that it takes to get it over, and a belief in what you're doing to get it over. That is the key, the belief. If you believe, and I believed every time I screamed, feed me more, I really wanted to be fed more. I wanted more in every aspect of life. And that energy is felt by the people. When I yelled, finish it at the end of a match, and I always loved Razor Ramon. And so that was a tribute to him, with the arm gestures in my own way, finish it. Those are the mannerisms that you put into your character that over time people remember more than, you know, a lot of the actual stuff. It becomes part of who you are while you're out in that ring. So it was, and there was a lot of different stuff that I was able to incorporate into that is who I am, and doing it with the whole hungry mindset. that turned up, that makes the best pro wrestlers and always will. Ah, you have a pencil case. I mean, yeah, they made a lot of stuff, man. That's very cool. I haven't seen the pencil cases. I'll have to look that up. Daniel Wood, thank you, buddy. I'm doing fantastic. Same to you. I hope you and your family are doing well. Ronan says, your Wake Up Unlimited Energy pre-workout keeps me up all night. You don't want to take it anywhere close to going to bed. It is, and I take mine first thing in the morning. And I recommend not taking it any sooner or any later than the early afternoon. Even early afternoon, depending, I want it like anything. You got to time it out well, man. You don't want to be taking it at 6 o'clock at night and you got to be to bed by 9. Ain't happening. Not on Feed Me More Nutrition's watch. I would recommend taking our Pumplex City. It's a non-stim pre-workout. We have cherry. We are now, they're sending me the final blueberry. We're going to be doing a blueberry Pumplex City next because they have they had it the wrong color and they're sending it with the natural blue. And then it's getting approved, and we're going to get that rolled out along with the creamy peanut butter, iso-hungry plant-powered protein. Saya Diakite, hey, thank you very much, buddy. What's up, my man? You rules. No, you rule. Thank you for the coffee money. Always greatly appreciated. I'm drinking a decaf, a Newman's Own organic coffee right now. Yeah, the Ryback, it was inspired by... The Terminator, the name Ryback, I created that and came up with that while I was watching Terminator 2 in a very intoxicated state, remind you, in Louisville, Kentucky. And I have met Arnold. I got a picture of him up in my living room with me, Arnold, Dolph Ziggler, Zack Ryder, and his father. Me and Dolph were loaded in this photo, which is very fitting. On the character was created while drunk on vodka. And we got to meet Arnold while he was doing Terminator voiceovers for Hunter's Terminator entrance at that WrestleMania in San Francisco, I think. And we were loaded. We both had a signing, and they took us back to the hotel because we had to go get changed. We had to drop off our stuff to go to the Hall of Fame ceremony. But when we got dropped off by the car service, we told them we'll be back in a bit. We dropped our stuff off in our room. And I think we told him we had to go there first for something, which we had to go there to go to the bar. We went to the bar and ordered some shots and took some shots, had a couple drinks at the bar while the driver's waiting. And then we got drinks to go. So we were already feeling good before we went to the Hall of Fame. Because the Hall of Fame ceremonies, especially then, they were extremely draining and long. And you got to go out there and perform the next night and like, you're there at these things. It's like a 6-7 hour deal. By the time it's all said and done, you get ready, you wait, you get to the bus and you got to get bussed over there. You got to wait in catering over there, wait in the waiting area. Then you got to take your seats. And then the show is the long show. And then you got to wait to go back. And we drank before, we drank during, and we drank after. And it was one of the best times. It was a fun time. On that, but got to meet Arnold in a heavily intoxicated state that night. My opinions on Arnold are not as favorable since of him coming out with everything that he talked about with the old jabberoony, and not a fan of all that, even though I always have love and respect for his work ethic. He lost me a little bit with all of that when he went on his little rant with everything, because that does not represent the United States of America and the freedom that we built here. I've not ever watched the 2000 NFL draft. That's a hell of a question. Understandably, if you go, do you watch the NFL draft? I'd be like, no, I don't. I've never actually watched one of them. But it was specifically the 2000 NFL draft. No, I've not seen that. Super chat from Saya Diakite. One day, if I ever get to meet you, I would be so happy. You seem like an epic person to hang out with. Thank you very much. I do. I try to be the best that I can at all times. I will say, if I go out and it's the big guys having in a social situation, it's a lot of fun. But I don't put myself in those situations. It's a rare treat. I like to conserve my energy and stay focused especially with everything I've got going on lately. But from time to time, the big guy likes to poke his head out and have a good time and, you know, have some brewskis and stay away from the hard liquor. The hard liquor never results to anything good. But some brewskis are red wine, and the big guy's a happy camper. Is there another career path I would like to dominate in the future? Well, I believe right now, being an entrepreneur, I have a lot of different business stuff that I want to continue to grow. Feed Me More Nutrition. Everything I do now is tied into Feed Me More Nutrition as I'm growing this. And we started with 3 supplements. We have 13. You can do the math on that. Like that's pretty substantial growth for a business. And I'm nowhere near as big as it's going to be. But it's getting ready to amplify very quickly with what I got going on. And what we're doing and where everything's currently at. And, you know, in surviving COVID when a lot of businesses didn't, we thrived. And even though we did have setbacks with it in certain areas and whatnot, we're shifting into a higher gear here with everything. And eventually it's going to be just tying everything together. I'm so big, guys, on peace and happiness. I can tell you this. I don't care. I honestly don't care about like titles, championships. I don't, and this is in the grand scheme of life. And to say you don't care, like it's not like a priority. Hold on, let me shell shock this guy out of here. It's not a priority in my life values, you know, and of having a family and having peace and happiness, helping people, growing a business, entrepreneurship in many different areas, in many different businesses, and some big life goals that I have. Pro wrestling is in there from an entertainment standpoint, and that I love it and I will always love it and be thankful for everything it has provided me. But I'm not obsessed with like what people think about me on this standpoint. Like I need to be a 20-time champion to feel like my life is meaningful, because I can tell you a lot of the people that go for that end up not feeling they've lived a meaningful life. And then you realize that it really doesn't carry over or have any value to figuring out who and what you are, and which I've done a lot of reflecting on over the years. And it started well when I was into WWE on that, and realizing that I go, this isn't a good environment for me. I'm not happy in this environment. It became very tedious. And even though I loved different elements of it, I realized I go, it's not worth throwing your health away for somebody to, you know, it's just, I'm in a very good place mentally and physically, and going to tie it all together the best way that I can, and however that is in the future. Timmy G with the super chat. What do you feel is the state of tag team wrestling? AEW seems to be doing well on that, whereas the WWE seems to be at least women-wise reversing. Yeah, I don't know. And I haven't been able to watch. AEW wasn't on again in Vegas. Hockey was on again. This is like 7 weeks in a row, 6 or 7 weeks of no Dynamite in Vegas at 8 p.m. And again, I don't know if it's coming on at 5 or what the deal is, but it's it's frustrating because I want to watch the show and keep up with it. As far as tag team wrestling goes, I think it's always been, man, it goes through cycles, you know, and it's all dependent on who you have on your roster and the storylines and how well people click, and it's creating compelling storylines to get people to care about 4 people or 6 people, whatever the tag team, whether it's 2 or 3 tag teams, team tags, people tagging on the side. It's just, but WWE has notoriously always been hot and cold on it. You right with that? And I've never personally, like I don't mind tag team wrestling, but I've not also, like I when I was in the tag team, I loved Curtis Axel, but I didn't want to be in a tag team. I wanted to be a singles performer. I like being out there. I want to be in the ring, but it is fun. It's fun to tag at times. I just didn't like having to do that all the time and get like, and it was just, but give it all you got. You have fun with it, with that. But there's guys that are lifelong tag teams, you know, whether they're brothers or just really good friends or just a team that just meshes and gels really well. But it all comes across from where the promotion, what they want to do and how they want to use the talent. And, you know, it's not easy balancing a pro wrestling roster. You need a lot of people really, really coming through on all ends And then you need creative, and you know, like whether you're talking about Vince or Tony Khan, whoever's running Impact, like they have a lot of decisions and a lot of things on top of their personal lives, which it's not easy. It's not easy. That's why it comes down to having talent that are hungry, that are vocal on certain elements of their character and storylines, and can go out there and get over and put, like, which pro wrestlers are beyond gifted at. Vince has capitalized on for a long time that they're able to make magic when sometimes they shouldn't be able to. But pro wrestlers are very special people overall and extremely creative individuals. And obviously there's people that are better at that than others on that end too. But it is, it all comes in cycles, man, with that. You know, but AEW, I feel like they've continued to build, and they're doing a lot of good things. And they're, even though there's things that could be improved, obviously, and I'm sure they will with that. I still think the goal should be to get the ratings as high as possible, and you want to be able to appeal to casuals. And I sometimes think that a little too much emphasis is put on the minority, and in that the. And I just say this from a mental standpoint, the minority and the negative, cynical fan are not in a good place mentally in their lives, which is why their mindset is the way that it is. I certainly wouldn't be taking advice from them overall. You can listen at times, but I wouldn't let them be making, I wouldn't make business decisions based off of them with that. And casuals tend to be more positive and in a better place because they're not as hateful with things. And not to say there's some that can't be, but it's just usually if they're a casual because they got other things going on in their lives, and it is what it is. But, and that's just my personal opinion on it, of course, but I think it just depends at the time on the tag teams and whatnot. If you look at the teams that are used, like, you know, like the Revival with those guys, and they're very, I'm sure, creative, and they're able to come up with ideas, and a lot of the teams are like that, the guys, and then they're going to be involved more, especially if they have a better relationship with the promoter. Whereas in WWE, it's a little more difficult, I would say. Simplistic Nine, thank you for the super chat. Thank you for helping me with depression. Your wake up has helped me become a morning person and led me to have a good mood throughout the day. Man, that is fantastic news. Thank you very much, and congratulations, man. It's all part of the hungry mindset and just deciding to try to do better. I tell people too, you know, I go to bed. I got up today before 5, like 4:50, so around 5. But I'm getting up at 4 something more and more now. And I'm going to bed earlier and earlier. And I find when I do that, I make even better use of my time. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nice to stay up sometimes and relax and enjoy the night, right? Which is what my wine night is for once a week, for balance. And it keeps me honest on the other days of the week, and it gives me something to look forward to with that. But, you know, if you're going to bed at 2 and you have to be up at 6, there's just no way in the world you could do that consistently and feel great, unless you're a freak that could go on such little sleep. But I tell you, even if you do that, you'd still feel better getting 7 or 8. And that's like something I strive to get that 7. 7 is my, 8 is my magic sweet spot, where like we are golden morning to head on the pillow. But 7 is just almost as close on that. I can get by with 6, but might start feeling a little tired towards the end. But it's just a matter, you know, you get to bed at 10 and wake up at 6. You're getting 8 hours of sleep now, right? You're waking. So the time is irrelevant because you're waking up energized. It's not like we don't just wake up at 6 and be like, at 6, I'm tired. If you get 8 hours of sleep and you're on top of things, you feel good. You can go to bed at 9 and get up at 4 or 5 and feel amazing, which is what I've learned. And I take my GTS to get me to wind down earlier and earlier. And it really, for me, that the go to sleep has helped me really, really. I was like, what do I need to stay up for the rest of the night? I've got everything done I need to get done today. Let's get to bed. Let's get up early. I do my wake up first thing in the morning as well, and I get on the attack. A lot of our bad habits and bad eating habits come late at night. When we're just sitting there, you turn on the TV, scrolling on social media. What am I? I'm gonna just start eating some chips and guacamole. Before you know it, you put an order in at Buffalo Wild Wings. You ordered the chips and queso, some more guacamole because you want the Buffalo Wild Wings guacamole. You've got three different flavors of wings coming. You say, screw it, I'm eating this. I might as well order a pizza from Pizza Hut too. Now you've got multiple delivery people running into each other at your door. But this guy's a real fat piece of shit. All the meanwhile, he could have went to bed, woke up hungry earlier in the morning, had a nice, hearty, healthy breakfast, and a six-pack of abs. Instead, you're just a fat piece of shit when you wake up because you decided to sodium load it with all the junk food. But, man, that's great. My last meal, my favorite snack, is I do a big vegetable platter, man. Beets, tomatoes, carrots, celery, asparagus, all raw vegetables. Hummus, guacamole, a little buffalo sauce, vegan buffalo sauce, all mixed together. And what else am I forgetting on there? I've got something else on there. And that's my, I do a big vegetable platter with a couple servings of pistachios, which reminds me, I am all out of pistachios. I may need to swing by Walgreens here after this and go get some barbecue pistachios. We will be having more Feed Me. We do have Feed Me More Nutrition merch. Everything, go to feedmemore.com or on Ryback TV on Teespring. We do got a lot of merch on there. I've got a couple new things on there. And then the other things, everything is relevant to everything on there. And Feed Me More Nutrition, we've got our premium Feed Me More Nutrition shirts and a lot of different merch on there through Teespring as well. But I do, we have a lot of accessories for everything Feed Me More Nutrition Hungry on there. Do I have a little trick that makes you not hit the snooze button? I think that comes down to, I haven't had to hit the snooze button in so long because I don't, I used to have to hit it when I used to consume a lot of artificial sweeteners like aspartame and sucralose. I really do believe it's connected. It makes you feel like a zombie when you wake up. Also having sleep apnea and getting that addressed took away that where I got quality sleep so that I wasn't getting half-assed sleep and being tired all throughout the day, which I used to be when I was younger. So I think getting checked to see if you have sleep apnea, I think is something that a lot of men have it with that a lot more than women too. It is way more common than people think. And I think, again, healthy choices throughout the day that if we're eating like shit, we're going to feel like shit. But if you're eating pure, clean energy, your body is in a state like of wanting to wake up. Barry, the change checker, thank you. From a business standpoint, how useful is YouTube for marketing compared to other social media sites? It was at one point our number one marketing return on ad spend. It is since it goes up and down, but it's very good. But I think with it, you see, it's finding, you know, now in doing the Feeding Time vegan videos, which so you look at too, and people go, well, why are you doing these food videos? One, I want people to see my personality. They're very easy to do. They're fun for me. I enjoy doing them. I get to go once a week, and every once in a blue moon twice, but usually once a week to a restaurant and have a little cheat meal or a meal that I wouldn't have eating at home, right? But I'm doing vegan food and raising awareness for people that you can thrive on a vegan diet and be bigger, stronger, faster if you actually do it right, which we have these little things that we talk about throughout there. But so you look at this, a lot of people who watches food videos mostly though, right? Granted, people know me from wrestling and there's comedy and entertainment and motivation. There's different things that might lead people to want to watch one of my food videos, right? But typically it's people that eat out or they're looking for food ideas. Maybe they struggle with nutrition or with weight gain or with weight loss with that. So that alone for what I'm doing ties in very strongly to the marketing for Feed Me More Nutrition, which always leads to a good return on ad spend on that. And it's just me doing what I love and enjoy that I could do for the rest of my life. So I think it's important that if you do have a channel on that, it fits into your overall branding one way or the other. And it doesn't happen. I didn't have that figured out right away. And when I started doing the junk food, I said to myself, this doesn't tie in. But it was a way to grow on a platform that was brand new to me and start growing really, really quickly. And then as I got going and I learned more about it, and I finally, as things in my life came together more and more and learning more and more, it's at a very good place now where it fits with my branding a lot better, as does this show. This show does better for me from a supplement standpoint than when I interviewed guests. So again, Feed Me More Nutrition is always the number one priority. So I go, why am I doing this that's going against, in a way, has where I it really has nothing to do with my branding and my hungry mindset, where I could reformat the show to tie in better, even if it doesn't do as strong as it listens at times, but it fits in better overall with my branding. And I could sustain this and do this much easier long term, right? So I think it fits in very well if done right. We've got a super chat here. Swapnil AEW Dynamite at 5 in Nevada, live coast to coast. Ah, thank you very much, my man. See, they've always been on a delay here at 8, but I figured that was the case. And I'm just always, every week, because I'm always busy at 5. Man, that's good to know. I wonder, is that now a permanent thing? Or is that going to be until the hockey is over? Because 5, I mean, it's not a horrible thing, but I'm always used to the 8 o'clock. My cardio is actually, do I have the same cardio like 5 years ago? My cardio is actually significantly improved from making the diet, the switch to vegetarian, then full vegan, and increasing my conditioning even further. And I've always been obsessed with it, but I do it at such a higher level now. And again, blood flow is improved, endurance is improved, all from a very, very, very solid vegan diet, high protein vegan diet. So I would say my conditioning is superior to anything it was. Also, my whole time wrestling, I couldn't breathe through my nose. I never got it fixed until I left, in which I didn't realize. I went my whole life not being able to breathe through my nose since I was a kid. And I just was so used to it, I didn't realize. And I remember Roman broke his nose. I've talked about this before. Roman broke his nose and they like took him off of shows instantly. I think he did one more match and then he went and got his nose fixed. And I go, man, maybe I should look into getting my nose fixed. Like because he couldn't breathe and he wasn't used to it. I just grew up with it. So I was used to always breathing through my mouth. I didn't realize that once I got my nose fixed, what a world that opened up to me. And I always heard that, oh, you breathe better through your nose. But I go, what? I'm good shape. I had to work so hard though. And I just didn't have anything to compare it to. And then once I got it fixed, I go, oh, God, I wish I got this fixed a long time ago. But I put it off because I didn't want to miss any time wrestling. So I was doing what I felt for all the right reasons, but I should have got it fixed. We got another super chat here. Jeremy Gerber, thank you, buddy. Ryback, sir, I have a question. Is it true Vince is going to sell WWE, sir? I hear that come up sometimes, but thank you for all you do. I'm privy to certain information going on right now, and I would say, and I've talked about this in the past, I do believe that with everything going on and knowing what I know from some stuff going on from people I know, that the sale, and I just mentioned it earlier in the show, I believe the sale is going to happen possibly within a year or less, and possibly much sooner with everything going on with that. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I do, from what I've seen and what I know, I think it's coming sooner than even people could expect with it. And it's inevitable. It has to happen. And I think it's a great thing that it does happen. It should have happened a long time ago, but it's not my company with that. And they're doing things to get everything to look nice and pretty on paper on that. And again, for me as a pro wrestler and wanting to go back to pro wrestling once my shoulder's where I want it, I think it's better if there's two strong promotions that I could possibly go to, whereas I don't want to go back there with the current regime. And I've been very vocal about that with everything that's happened with that, right? So and I think it's better for all pro wrestlers, if a big company, I know that's always going to come with issues, but if it's coming and the right people are put in charge in a more positive environment is put in place, that's very attractive to me all of a sudden, because I know what that brand can do for you when it's on your side. I know what they can do also when they're not on your side. But great question. And I do believe it's coming up sooner than later. Jack says, Ryback, I'm not lying. I met you when I was 1 year old. Where was that? Where did we meet at? Clearly you were with your parents and just a little baby, but I would be interested in hearing more about that. You're very welcome, Jeremy. Do I got any advice for a young entrepreneur? Yeah, man, learn. Read, listen to books on marketing, on sales, and find what you enjoy doing, a passion. And if you don't know yet, it's okay with that. But, you know, Damon John, follow entrepreneurs online and just try to nitpick and learn and understand the key to success in anything is patience and consistency. And I've had, man, I tell you, I've had days I look back and I go, how did I get through that? And where I'm at now. And it was just, I went one day at a time and I never let a bad day. When I put my head down on the pillow, it was a restart. And there were days that I went to bed and I was extremely stressed. And then I would wake up and that stress would be gone or it would be a lot less. And I just think that comes from having a positive mindset with positive affirmations and having healthy habits, more healthy habits than non-healthy habits. And over time, you will attract different possibilities and scenarios and opportunities and learn about different things. And I think something I learned too that was really, really key, Damon John helped me with from Shark Tank. Well, he sent me his course for free. I'm very grateful for it. And a lot of the stuff I was doing that was in his course, and it's a very, very good course, but there was one thing that I picked up on it that was extremely beneficial for me and Feed Me More Nutrition that I was not doing. And that was something that really allowed me to grow the company even faster. And I just think that you need to just keep an open mindset to learning with that. And that's why I say follow the people that are doing it. You'll find the ones that you gravitate more towards than others. And, you know, there's people that are doing really, really well in life that are very successful that I don't necessarily click with, that I don't feel their vibe and I don't follow them. And it's not that I know hate or not, and I know there's other people, my friends or people I know that they're like, oh man, this guy's awesome. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure he is. I don't feel it though. And every time I would see him, I would get a bad feeling. And I go, I just quit following him. And it wasn't, I go, and I've done that multiple times with people on there. I go, it's just not for me. But I have the ones that I do click with, and it doesn't mean I hate them or anything like that. Find the people that give you motivation that you think can offer some insight. Share, pop up on their page from time to time, right? When they leave a good post and just become part of their community a little more as you keep learning, man. Patience and consistency, though. And you go, you know, if it was easy, everybody would do it too, right? And when you're an entrepreneur, I could tell you this from wrestling and working for myself, this is a million times more difficult. It was much easier just to work hard and be told where you need to be, what interviews you need to do. Collect a check every week, make a ton of money by just working really, really hard. When you have your own business, you have to work really, really hard and micromanage and manage every aspect of that and figure out the work that you need to do. There's nobody telling you the work you need to do. And that's the part that really, really, it takes having patience and you know, and there's still days, you know, I'll share something that happened today and I apologize to it for my team that I work with. There was a deal that happened that a shipment for Amazon that was supposed to go out on October 6th. I'm sorry. The email was sent to me on October 5th and the company was invoiced and my business was paid. And I always forward the shipping and the labels to the fulfillment center and then they take care of it and they ship out the orders when we have wholesale orders and whatnot. Well, today there were a few things I was doing my morning work and I'd got an email from one of the sellers that said, did this order go out? We never received, it's not received by Amazon. And I look and I messaged the company and then they messaged back. They go, we did not, this has not been sent out. And I should have looked through my emails and made sure that I forwarded it and had actually see it in my thread, my email thread, so I know that I forwarded it to them, right? And instead, I just call them right away and with a little bit angry, and because we're now, it's a month and a half past when that order should have been shipped, right? A little less than that. And we have the phone call, and they get on top of it. They make sure they get it out, and they get it out. They're great to work with on that. And I go, well, I better look at my emails. And I should have looked at my emails first, but I jumped the gun and I overreacted a bit because I swore I sent it. And then I remembered that I got the invoice paid and saw that it was paid while I was driving. And I told myself I'll do it when I get home. And then two or three other things popped up and I forgot to forward the email to my fulfillment team. And it was my mistake and I messed up. And I messaged her right back. I go, I apologize for that phone call. I was wrong. I did not forward that, but there were several other things that were going on that with that from communication wise, which on their side needed to be fixed. But that was one particular thing that I messed up on. And even I'm still, man. But that's something where I've really grown as I go, if I mess up and I just handle it right then and there, I go, look, I'm sorry. That wasn't your fault. That was mine. And they were very understanding. And in that too, even when I'm angry and I'm not like, cussing at them and berating them. It's just more of an aggressive, like, man, we got to get this out. I look like you look horrible to these people when they don't get their orders out. And then it was like, yeah, that was my fault, not yours. And like, you know, and not trying to just find a way to be right in the situation. I was wrong. I got angry and thought, and you know, rightfully so. I want them to be happy and to have their products, and nobody wins if a month and a half goes by and their products aren't sent and they don't know where it's at. But patience and consistency. And I go, like, today was a really good reminder. Like, big guy, take a second and look through the things. That way, take a breath, get all your ducks in a row, and then you do the phone call, right? So then you don't got to say sorry. What hobbies or things do I have the interest that people would be shocked at? Do I collect anything? Well, I do have snow globes from when I travel the world. I get snow globes from places I've never been. And I started that very late, but I've got a whole thing of snow globes. They sell those at most places. So that's a pretty random thing. But I feel like snow globes, when I was a kid, I loved snow globes. So that's the kid in me just, you know, at 40 years old, being the kid still. Justin Hall, welcome back, buddy. We've got a new Rybacker in the house. I am looking forward to the new Spider-Man movie. I've not seen the trailer yet for it. I am looking forward, though, to going to the theater and watching it. Ah, man, that's a very good 7 Cody. I'm going to pull that up on the screen. That's a pretty cool. What are they, an emote? Is that me eating the chip? You son of a gun. That's awesome. I love it. I'm going to be the Ruffles guy at some point. You guys, that right. By the way, my most watched video on Ryback TV now is the Ruffles ASMR. And my second most watched is the Pocky One Chip Challenge. My two, for whatever reason, me eating chips is a draw on YouTube. I'm going to end up being the Ruffles guy. That will be tremendous. Back wrestling, Feed Me More Nutrition, we're in just great position, and the Ruffles guy. Good night, Patricia. Thank you for stopping by. And as always, thank you to everybody on Instagram and TikTok for joining the Ryback Show Live, presented by Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com. I'm not doing any indie bookings on wrestling right now. I'm not, until my shoulder, we're not happening. I'm doing appearances and signings and select ones at that. Through Knuckle Up Appearances. You can contact them through they're on Instagram under Knuckle Up Appearances. My favorite burger right now is the Modern Vegan Mac Attack. The Modern Vegan has the best vegan, the best burgers, in my opinion, in general, in all of Las Vegas. Garden Grill has the best buffalo and barbecue fingers and chicken sandwiches. And I think Cafe Nofer has the best pizza, I'd say. Even though I got to try some other vegan places on the pizza end. Will I come to the UK at any time? I'd love to meet you and get a picture. Good vibes. Thank you, buddy. I know that Knuckle Up Appearances was mentioning that you a UK Comic Con, I think in April, like a 2-day event. So that I don't have any more details right now on it. I know that was brought up like a month or two ago. And so we'll see if that's something that gets worked out. And I'm hoping to, you know, with everything with the shoulder is on the up and up at that point in time, but it's, and I'm killing myself every day on that end to make sure, but we've made so much progress on this, but I got to get this scapula free before I could wrestle. I got to have it fully free because it just causes discomfort and I want to be totally good for the rest of my life. And we're almost there. What was the worst thing to happen to me as an entrepreneur? Something that wasn't good is when WWE had Facebook and Instagram remove Ryback as an interest. We lost a direct link to people that had an interest in me for marketing. That was frustrating. Dealing with Amazon and being a seller on there, which I'm not, we have a reseller now. So I just sell wholesale. I don't have to deal with them now on that end. They were pretty frustrating to deal with. I like to buy from them. They're great to buy from, but to be a seller on Amazon, they don't treat their sellers too good. And I say that in the sense of I would wake up. They once sent me like 180 pre-workouts to my front door. All of them. They removed them from their website. And this was for no reason. Nothing was wrong. They'd messed up. They took, I think, 3 months to fix the mess up. They shipped all, and this is hours of phone calls every day of like aggressive phone calls. In waiting, trying to get a hold of American supervisor, finally did, in which they just go, Jesus, we have just been torturing you like on this as far as like what you not shouldn't have happened. And that happened multiple times on different things. So that was really, it's just more frustrating as far as like all that kind of stuff goes. There's been multiple just little things that you just look at and they're hiccups along the road. You know, I used to do everything. I had everything. I had the storage center here. I had all the shelves set up in my office upstairs. I used to have to go drive truckfuls of boxes of supplements, go load them, bring them home, unload them up into the office, set them up, then take all the boxes back downstairs and break them down into the truck. Go throw out the boxes at a dumpster, come back, and then fulfill orders all night, every night for 3 years. And then customer service, and then drop them off at the post office, and then eventually learning, oh, wait, the post office can just pick them up off my doorstep, but you got to create the order and all that, which just takes a little bit of time. But like that was on top of everything else. Like I did that for 3 years. Now, you know, I have fulfillment and customer service and people that work with me and for me, and very blessed, but I'm blessed because I worked really, really hard and kept a positive attitude and have surrounded myself with good people that believe in the brand and believe in me. And I believe in them. But that's why that's, you know, the stuff people don't see. And that's just part of my story on top of everything. And you see that with a lot of successful people. And a lot of people, oh, he hasn't made, he's so lucky. No, he's killed himself. And you're seeing the right here, right now. And you have no idea what goes on when the cameras aren't on and the amount of effort and sacrifice and work it takes, you know? So, Ryback, did you go to college? I did. I went to Community College of Southern Nevada, which is now CSN. And then I went to UNLV briefly before I dropped out and I got signed by WWE on Tough Enough. And that was what I wanted to do. And it made no sense to me to go get a degree, to go then just to go to pro wrestling when I got invited to go to pro wrestling a little bit earlier. So what do I think about the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict? You know, I saw that he was not guilty. I just saw a few things on it. I don't concern myself too much with what's going on. I am informed enough on where I've seen enough, but I didn't watch the whole thing, and I'm not familiar with all the circumstances on that. If from what I've heard, and those people provoked him, and he was defending himself, but then you're into the issue. Well, what's a minor 16, 17, 18 year old doing out there with a gun? And I'm a big believer in, you know, don't put yourself in that situation. If you don't have any skin in the game, if it's not your business. And I don't know, maybe I don't have the details, like I said, on all this. So I just would look at, like, unless you're someone that's like, you know, I know understanding he was out there to provide medical services, but it was like, well, he also had a gun, you know, it is what it is, man. It's not my business. I don't know if he would have been charged guilty, I would have had, like, I don't know enough about it to have a strong opinion one way or the other with it. It's like, I think we have much bigger issues going on in the world. Like, that's his business, right? And let the jury and all them, let them handle their business. Let's not watch the news. Let's focus on our lives. We make the world better by focusing on ourselves, right? And not spending our energy going from one thing or the other to, like, be upset at or celebrate in, and, you know? So, and that's just how I've always been. Now, if it involved me, that's a different story. And then I'm all in on it because it involves me one way or another, right? If it doesn't, I'm like, what's it going to serve me to get too caught up in this and invested in this, you know, where I was like, I need to keep doing what I'm doing to be better because that gives me a greater chance to do more good in my life and for my family and in the world than being consumed by what this kid went and did. Oh, it took too big of a... I tried to finish the coffee. Now it's finished. Need a little water. Which we got these new Feed Me More Nutrition 750 milliliter double-barreled, vacuum-insulated water bottles with the bamboo metal top. These things are badass. And that's the bioaccelerator one. I've got mine coming in the next couple days, actually. With that, we have those up on the website as well for everybody. Thank you very much. Buddy, I don't even use Twitter most of the time. Like, I'm trying to unfollow as many people on Twitter on that. I use an app to make the majority of my tweets. And life is, I find Twitter to be the most addicting on what you click on it. I'll download it to go on and to like a few comments or interact here and there every few days, usually here. And I use an app to put out most of my stuff on there. I'm feeling very good. Thank you for asking. Gonna take the little doggies for a walk here in a little bit. Sophie and the little guy. Yeah, Man of Steel, it's the creamy peanut butter is the new plant protein we're going to be doing to go along with the caramel cookie. They're also redoing, they're going to try to make, I got a mocha one, and the mocha wasn't bad at all, but it wasn't, I want like the Starbucks vanilla mocha frappuccino. I want a protein that tastes like that. And so that one I want to be my third flavor. So they're redoing that one right now. And I told them, I go, I the guy that does the flavoring, I go, vanilla Starbucks mocha frappuccino. I said, I've had them only, I used to get them every once in a blue moon when I get off the plane in Vegas after 5 days on the road, rather than my black coffee, because they were just so damn good. And I just get it with the sugar because I didn't want the artificial sweeteners. And I go, man, if we could replicate something close to that in a plant protein, money. So, and I've already sent it back. And so he knows, I know he's going to go try it. And like, he's a wizard with all this. So I have faith that he will get it closer on the next round. Barry, that's a good question. Barry, you're definitely more intelligent than the average viewer. And I mean that kindly, that when you, from a strictly all pro wrestling standpoint, do you believe in fate, determinism, or do you believe we control our destiny, or a mix of both? I think it is a mix of both. But I also do think there is a lot of power in our mindset and in our thoughts. But I just know I've had stuff happen in my life where I've been greatly protected, and where it could have went another way, that I go, yeah, there's definitely more to, there's more at play than what we think. Now, with that, I do believe how we react to things is much more in our control. But, you know, it's not always easy to react positive and loving and kind after particular situations, right? We live in a very odd world. I do believe, though, that I am a pure good energy, if that makes sense. Like, whereas I believe others are more of a bad energy. And we see that with a lot of the capitalism for bad, companies selling bad and harming other people, you know, or animals and things, and government and lobbyists and big tech and big pharma. We see that these companies are not run by good-hearted, pure people. Not to say that they're, and I don't even think the people in the news are the same. I don't trust anybody that works for the news organizations. I don't think you could be good and pure and work for the news, because they stand for all evil. And I wish it wasn't that way. And that's my opinion, and I just stay away from it. Looks like we ran up on time on Instagram. Instagram is always an hour for the lives, so I should keep the show to about an hour so we keep everything consistent. What is my opinion on Tom Brady? I love Tom Brady. I think I enjoy watching him. I think he comes off very genuine and a happy, successful individual. And I sure as hell, he's my favorite player to watch in the NFL. This will be the final question, Super Chat. Dwayne Atkinson says, are you going to be doing any more spicy challenges? I so enjoyed watching the video of you and Johnny Scoville. I'm a huge fan of your channel. Thank you very much. I've got a lot of his stuff in my cupboard. No. And I don't, and the reason I did, after doing all those, I realized eating hot peppers and putting a little bit of that stuff, or maybe putting a little extract here and there in your food, I don't think that is bad. I do think it's bad, even building your tolerance. I do think in these, all you got to remember, a lot of these extracts and things are all very new. There's no long-term research or studies or human experiences on what is going on with our insides consuming these extracts that are just so much hotter than they should be, right? And I know when I ate them, I could literally feel my insides expanding. And I go, that's inflammation of my internal organs and just inside, just in my intestines, everything. That I go, I don't need to be doing this. And so I don't think it's something I care to do anymore. And it's one thing to have like really spicy food, but like the extracts, which a lot of these all have, I don't think they're good to do. And you can't tell me, and I've seen, and God bless them, I think they're incredible. The skill it takes to be successful at that, is like anything else of becoming the best at. So it's not knocking them in that way. These people are incredible. I just think after doing it and being doing very well, I would say. It's not something long term I wanted to continue doing. Now, if I didn't think there were going to be health concerns with it, I would go, no, I think I'll do it from time to time. Just knowing how I felt internally after I did them and listening to my gut instinct, I go, this isn't good. You don't need to be doing this. So. But with that, guys, we're going to go ahead and wrap up tonight's show, today's podcast. And I thank all of you that listen at a later time or watch on a later time on here. Please turn on notifications and subscribe if you haven't. Share the channel with one friend, maybe two. And as always, Feed Me More Nutrition, available on feedmemore.com and Amazon. But you can save 25% signing up for my text and email, one message of positivity a week with an exclusive discount. And for signing up for the email and text message, you also get 25% off each order that you sign up for on there. So you can either use those right away or save those for another time when you're going to put in an order. But Feed Me More Nutrition, feedmemore.com, guys. Have a great evening. Enjoy the pro wrestling if you're watching some pro wrestling tonight, guys, and stay hungry. Feed me more. Thank you.